Good afternoon, friends, and you are listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. This segment is brought to you by Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Today we will be talking to Dr. Manpreet Kohli. Dr. Kohli is an Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Medical Group board certified and fellowship trained breast surgeon. She is a cancer liaison physician on behalf of the American College of Surgeons Commission on Cancer for Monmouth Medical Center's Comprehensive Cancer Program and is a clinical assistant professor for Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. Dr. Kohli received her medical degree from the Katsurba Medical College, Manipal University in India. She completed her surgery residency program at Monmouth Medical Center and completed her breast surgical oncology fellowship at Mount Sinai, St. Luke's Roosevelt and Beth Israel Center in New York City. She is also a member of the American College of Surgeons, American Society of Breast Surgeons, American Society of Clinical Oncology, and the Association of Women Surgeons. Dr. Kohli has been with Monmouth Medical Center since 2015. In that time, she has provided patients with comprehensive breast care as well as medical and surgical expertise. In 2018, she was named Medical Director of Breast Surgery for Monmouth Medical Center. Dr. Kohli was the first surgeon in New Jersey to become certified in hidden scar breast surgery, nipple sparing, mastectomy, in which the physician removes cancerous tissue through a single incision in an inconspicuous area, so resulting in less visible scarring. So, doctor, with that said, I welcome you on EBC Radio. How are you doing? I know your life is so busy.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure. And that was such a generous introduction. I really appreciate it.
Well, you have achieved so much. We have to acknowledge all that for you. So, doctor, now this month we are observing as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During the time of heightened awareness of the importance of regular screening mammograms, what is your message to women who have been postponing checkups and screenings during the COVID-19 pandemic?
That's a great question. You know, it was really scary during the first wave of the COVID pandemic and even subsequent peaks here and there. We had advised the general public to stay at home as much as possible, safeguard themselves from any potential exposures. But over time, we've really learned how to safeguard patients who need to come into the medical setting to make it a very safe environment. And now we know that although we had to function in that way in the early days of the pandemic, we now have really encourage patients to get back into their screenings that they may be overdue for. Some patients weren't able to get a mammogram last year and may have just forgotten. What we're seeing are that the patients who are forgetting to get back into that habit are actually missing the opportunity to catch a breast cancer early when it could be extremely treatable without very aggressive options. So I really would encourage patients to get in if they're overdue for their screenings, because we have several measures in place to make it a safe experience and keep the patients protected at all costs.
Very true. So, doctor, so they must go for the screening as soon as possible if they have missed their annual checkups, right?
Absolutely.
So what motivates you and your team at Monmouth Medical Center and Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health to keep bringing new approaches to the people of New Jersey?
Well, I think it's so important to remember that as the years go on, the survival rates have continued to improve for breast cancer. What that means is that patients are living longer and healthier and have excellent survival rates. So now we need to start focusing on what life looks like after they've had a breast cancer diagnosis, because I'm expecting the majority of my patients to continue seeing me for several years afterwards and live as long as they might have had they never had breast cancer. So that means thinking about quality of life and how one looks is not vain at all, because we don't need patients to have a constant reminder of something that was so traumatic. A breast cancer diagnosis is traumatic, but you don't have to sacrifice so much long term to be able to have a safe treatment plan and get through it.
Okay. So can you tell me about your belief in individualized care and how that shapes the new advances you are introducing at Monmouth Medical Center?
Oh, absolutely. So no two women are alike. No two people are identical. And what we have also learned about breast cancer over time is that no two cancers are identical either. Even if they're a similar type, some are more fueled by hormones. Some can be triggered by a genetic mutation and may have other features to it that another might not. And so we have to be very considerate about not just what type of cancer it is, but also what that patient deserves out of their treatment plan. What is too aggressive? What is not aggressive enough? And what are the long-term implications of what we do? So it really means that we're going to have, you know, targeted treatments specific to the cancer that treat just the cancer and not have a negative effect on the patient as much.
That's very true. And that gives a lot of relief to the patient. And that's what the doctors usually try to give them as much possible, you know, relaxation and relief. And they should not be tensed. So in your experience, are people aware of all the breast cancer treatment options available to them, and what is the best way for them to educate themselves?
Well, I definitely think that it is a scary thought to hear that one might have breast cancer, and it can bring back memories of when maybe a family member of theirs had breast cancer when they were a kid, or a, you know, someone they know several years ago. And you know, things have changed and continue to evolve over time. And we are able to treat patients so well with such few side effects, get them through, and get them really cared for well. So, you know, it's continuing to evolve. And the best way to be able to stay up to date on these things is by, when you go for the mammogram, being able to see what is available at the breast center, what is available at the hospital. And, you know, and this is the best way to spread awareness. I appreciate it so much, getting the word out there, because, you know, things have evolved to a point where surgery can be essentially, you know, painless and quick recovery no matter what the surgery is, and, you know, get patients back into their normal lives that much sooner.
That's so fantastic to hear. Like, one time cancer used to be so scary word, where you feel like cancer word meaning death. So now so much treatment is out. I'm so happy to hear this, and I'm really grateful to Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas and Cancer Institute of New Jersey for supporting this outreach program. So now Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health, together with Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, is the state's only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center. So what does that mean for breast cancer patients at Monmouth Medical Center?
That alliance is extremely important, because we are, you know, CINJ is the only NCI-designated cancer center in New Jersey. We have clinical trials that you can't find anywhere else, and we have that ability to enroll patients without having to have them go, you know, traveling so far to get the best care. So that is extremely helpful, and especially for challenging cases. There are tumor board conferences where cases can be reviewed and you get multiple opinions at one time to make sure that the very best care is attained for each patient. So having that NCI designation is huge. It's more than just a name and a term. It really provides a higher level of care that is accessible for the patients within the system.
That's fantastic, Doctor. So now in 30 seconds or a minute, or what advice would you give to our listeners, like who have not experienced anything like that, but prevention is the best way to go, right? Early detection and how we can prevent. So what advice can you give to our listeners, or especially women, that they should do in the daily routine, or, you know?
Yeah, I really think that one message that's so important is that any woman is at risk. I hear so many times, I don't have a family history, or I'm, you know, my own mother said, I'm Indian. I'm not at risk. And there's misconceptions that you have to have a family history. You have to have a certain background or risk factors mm-hmm. to get breast cancer. Any woman can get it. 1 in 8 women get it. And we never, you know, in most cases, we don't find a rhyme or reason. Only 9% of breast cancers are caused by something hereditary. Most of the time, it's purely because women have that breast tissue that is at risk. Mm-hmm. So the importance is, you know, so paramount to go in and get the screening imaging. And the other thing that I think a lot of people aren't aware of is that sometimes you can start getting imaging sooner than age 40, and all women at age 30 should be having a risk evaluation by one of their physicians, which tells us, are they at high risk for breast cancer? If they are, they can get increased screenings earlier, use other tools, including MRI, and enter a high-risk surveillance program. So that's a really important thing that I think, you know, many people miss the opportunity to do more for their health and be proactive.
So they must follow up with their doctors and whatever. Sometimes we all ignore because we feel we are healthy, we have no issues, yes. and we ignore and keep delaying the tests or any kind of diagnosis doctors ask for, right?
So right.
So, Dr. Sna, thank you so much for coming on Airwaves of EBC Radio, and hoping I will have you more often again on radio.
And, my pleasure.
Yes, thank you for educating our listeners for this Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.